Europe.
Romania's right. Fans of the other Vlad. Hardline nationalists look strong in a big election year.
It is not clear that most populist nationalists think Europe was ever great. But Make Europe Great Again was the slogan on the baseball caps at an international hard-right conference in Bucharest at the end of April, sponsored by the Alliance for the Unity of Romanians, or AUR, the country's nationalist anti-immigration party. Speakers denounced the invasion of Europe by Muslims and of America by illegal migrants. There was lusty applause when Donald Trump's name was mentioned, and when speakers denounced gay and trans ideology and the godless bureaucrats of Brussels. For AUR, the powwow, held in the vast halls of the Parliament building, was less about forging international unity than domestic campaigning. Romania is holding four sets of elections this year. The party is adept at publicity. Its TikTok videos are slick. Its giant election posters feature Vlad Dracula, the Romanian hero and medieval prince, also known as Vlad the Impaler. The results of the elections will set the political agenda for the next 10 years, says Remus Steferac, the head of Inscop Research, a polling firm. On June 9th, Romanians vote in European and local elections. Later in the year, they will vote in presidential and parliamentary ones. Romanians were shocked when AUR, founded in 2019, took 9.1% of the vote in a general election the following year. The current government is a grand coalition of the centre-right National Liberals and the centre-left Social Democrats. For much of 2023, AUR was the second most popular party, with about 20% support in opinion polls. It has since dipped to 17%. That led the ruling parties to run on a joint slate for the European elections. Marcel Ciolacu, the Prime Minister, vowed to defend Romania from extremism. The four main planks of AUR's programme are freedom, Christianity, family and the unity of the nation. These are vague enough to draw a wide spectrum of supporters, including hard-right xenophobes, opponents of gay marriage and eco-nationalists who believe that foreign firms are unfairly exploiting Romania's natural resources. The party is also popular, says Mr. Steferac, with Romanians abroad who feel snobbish Westerners treat them as second-class Europeans. The alliance of the two big centrist parties has created more space for radical opposition. Although AUR's leader, George Simeon, calls Vladimir Putin and other Russian leaders murderers, many see the party as subtly pro-Russian. Its emphasis on national unity can be interpreted to mean it wants to annex parts of Ukraine that were Romanian until 1940. Mr. Simeon says it is impossible to go back to 100 years ago, but that we want the rights of Romanians that live in Ukraine now to be respected. He has long campaigned for union with Moldova, most of which was Romanian until 1940, and which now bans him as a security threat. Most Romanians see Russia as an oppressive imperial power, and a clearly pro-Russian splinter party hovers around 5% in the polls. Mr. Simeon is now shifting away from his radical roots. Giorgia Meloni, Italy's Prime Minister, has charted a similar course. He sees her as a model. Leaving the EU would be a disaster, he says, but we don't want a superstate. He may be looking at the polls. A survey by Globsec, a think tank, found that 71% of Romanians think the EU dictates policy to Romania, which has no power to influence it. Meanwhile, 38% of Romanians think far-right nationalism is a threat, about as many as think non-European migrants are. Tacking to the centre may win AUR more votes this year. They will have four chances.